You're listening to Classical IPR. Good afternoon. I'm Nancy Dineen, and today our guest in the studio at Interlochen Public Radio is Jeffrey Cobb. He's the conductor of the choral ensemble Canticum Novum, and the group performs this Friday at 7:30 p.m. at Central United Methodist Church in Traverse City. And Jeff, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me. So thrilled to be here.
I know you've brought some musical selections performed by Canticum Novum for our listeners to hear, but first I'd love it if you could tell us all about the group.
Sure. Canticum Novum is one of four vocal groups that we have at the college, at Northwestern Michigan College here in town. It's our only auditioned ensemble, and it's been around for about 6 years. It started as an ad hoc group. We started it to do a fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity. This was maybe 15 years ago. And then folks who had sung in that group really poked and prodded me to get it going again. And so 6 years ago, we started the group again. It's a fantastic group. It's made up of folks of all ages, all experience levels, but folks who are all really passionate about choral music.
And how large of an ensemble is Canticum Novum?
Usually about 30, 32 people.
Wonderful. And you all performed recently in the past season at Carnegie Hall in New York City.
Yes, yes. That was last summer. What a fantastic experience.
And we have some great recordings from that concert, and I'm so excited we get to share those with our listeners. Can you tell us about this first piece?
The first piece actually is one of my compositions. It's a piece called Come Sing for Joy. I wrote it to be premiered at the National ACDA Conference for the TC Central Chorale when we performed at the conference in San Antonio back in 93, I think it was.
Wow, American Choral Directors
Association.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some high-profile exposure for this piece right out of the gate.
Yes, yes.
And then at Carnegie Hall.
Yes, yeah, lucky me.
Okay, so here is Canticum Novum, Come Sing for Joy.
Shout out loud, shout out loud.
Come Sing for Joy. That was Canticum Novum from right here in Northwest Lower Michigan. That performance from Carnegie Hall. Jeffrey Cobb, their conductor, is here with us in the studio today. He's brought along great selections so you can hear this wonderful group and just get a little foretaste of what's coming up Friday night. The group Canticum Novum will perform in concert at 7:30 Friday night at Central United Methodist Church. If you're a fan of choral music, it's the place to be on Friday
yes,
night.
Yes.
Jeff, this group, very accomplished singers, we just heard, and you mentioned that it's audition only, and there sounds to be an enthusiasm and what's the word? An electricity in the group.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. There really is. I so enjoy working with these folks. They are just so passionate about music and so passionate about choral music. It's just such a treat to get to work with folks who are so committed to making art at a really high level.
And I understand also on the program Friday night will be the Northwestern Michigan College Chamber Singers.
Yes, yeah, thrilled to share the program. Both groups bring such energy and vitality and passion to what they do. Chamber Singers is a fantastic group made up of mostly college students from NMC, and they're bringing some really cool and interesting new literature to the program. So I'm excited to share that with everyone.
We have more music this afternoon, lots more choral music, and I'm learning a lot. There's great variety. We have a Latvian piece coming up and a little bit of Jerome Kern. But next, it's a piece by Mozart about John the Baptist. Here is Canticum Novum singing Inter Natos Mulierum.
Pretty people, don't you know,
was music by Mozart. Canticum Novum sang Internatos Mulierum. Canticum Novum is a group based here in Grand Traverse County at Northwestern Michigan College. They're performing this Friday night in Traverse City, and their conductor, Jeffrey Cobb, is here in the studio today co-hosting Music at Midday. It's great to have you here, Jeff.
Thank you so much for having me. What a thrill.
You know, you and I were talking during that piece of music just how passionate people in this region are about their choral music. There are fans of classical music, but when you get to the choral music lovers, it's really strong.
Yes, yeah, we're so lucky and I think so blessed in a community of our size that has so many fantastic singers and so many fantastic opportunities for singers. We're lucky we've got one of the strongest school music programs in the state. And I think folks need to appreciate how lucky we are to have such fantastic teachers teaching our kiddos. We at the college, we have our own children's choir that serves kids from kindergarten through ninth grade. And it's such a delight to see those kids graduate our program, move on to success in the high schools, come back to us at the college, or continue to sing with us in a group like Canticum Novum. It's so great how choral music kind of weaves and pulls this community together.
Well, and it results in just such a glorious sound. We're enjoying recordings from Canticum Novum's appearance in Carnegie Hall in New York. And next, we have music of Johannes Brahms. This is Canticum Novum once again. Sehnsucht, or Nostalgia.
Oh,
music of Johannes Brahms, sung by Canticum Novum in Carnegie Hall, a performance conducted by Jeffrey Cobb. He is the conductor of Canticum Novum, and the group is based at Northwestern Michigan College here in Northern Michigan. Jeff, thank you for being our co-host
for
Music
for
at Midday.
Me.
You brought along great selections and wonderful variety today. I know I mentioned earlier, here's a little teaser for you folks. All the Things You Are by Jerome Kern is coming up, and I had never heard it in a choral arrangement before, and it's just beautiful. And also some music by Morten Lauridsen is ahead too. So lots to enjoy. Sit back and enjoy it, but please be aware that you can hear this group in person on Friday night at 7:30 in Traverse City. That concert will be at Central United Methodist Church. And I understand also later in the weekend on Sunday, there's another choral event.
Yes, we hope folks join us on Friday to kind of kick off the Christmas and Advent season. And then also at Central United Methodist Church on Sunday, December 2nd, is the 40th anniversary of the annual Messiah Sing. It's a collaboration between many area musicians. We have a NMC choir who's kind of the featured group who sings three choruses on their own. We've got wonderful soloists, many from here at Interlochen, as well as a fantastic orchestra made up of many of our friends from Interlochen and the TSO. And that's 4 p.m. on Sunday at Central United Methodist Church, the Messiah Sing. Folks are welcome to come listen or come at 2:30 and be a part of the choir and sing along.
You know, it's just remarkable, and it keeps coming back. Our theme for this hour is choral music.
Yes.
And just the rich tradition of choral music in this area, in this corner of Northern Michigan and into the UP. So we hope you're enjoying this music, but of course, want to let you know that you can hear it live in person. That's Friday night at 7:30. Next, we have a piece that I had never heard before. It's very intriguing choral music to me. Can you tell us about this round dance?
Yes, Rotala is by Latvian composer Carlsons. Latvia is a country rich with the choral tradition. In fact, choral music played a part in their revolution, their independence. But there's just such a strong tradition of fine choral music. And what's wonderful is that we're able to experience so much of this music now that barriers have been broken down, and much of that music is making its way here across the ocean to us. This is a fun piece. I love it because you can hear some hints of jazz in there. There's some lovely thick chords. It's a delight.
Thank you.
Canticum Novum singing on Interlochen Public Radio. That was from their performance in Carnegie Hall. Now, Canticum Novum is a group of your friends and neighbors here in northern Michigan. Yes. They are based at Northwestern Michigan College. And Jeffrey Cobb, their conductor, is with us today. He brought along these great recordings. And a reminder to you that you can hear the group in person Friday night at 7:30 in Traverse City. We have wonderful music on the way that also features Canticum Novum. And as we mentioned before, the chamber singers from Northwestern Michigan College will also be on that concert. Jeff, we have a couple more pieces. This next work, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with, usually sung by a popular soloist. How did you happen upon this arrangement of All the Things You Are?
The arranger, Ward Swingle, who many will know from the Swingle Singers from the 1970s, had arranged this and brought this to Steve Zagree, who directed a group at Western Michigan University called Gold Company, a vocal jazz group I was a part of. And we got to read the manuscript down and sing the first version of it. So it's just a gorgeous piece. I think everybody will enjoy it.
The Ward Swingle arrangement of All the Things You Are, music of Jerome Kern, with lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein. That was Canticum Novum on Interlochen Public Radio. Canticum Novum, a Northern Michigan ensemble. Jeff Cobb is their director, and he is here today to talk to you about the group. And we've been chatting about, well, there's a concert coming up, of course, but we've been chatting about the dynamic of the group. And it strikes me that, oh, you said about 30 people or so. How does the relationship develop through the year? It sounds like there's a very cohesive sound, and I wonder if that transfers somewhat from a social character.
You know, I think it's interesting you asked that. We were just talking about this in a chamber singers rehearsal, that I think for choral musicians, it's there's an element of trust and vulnerability, and so folks have to feel really comfortable with those around them to be comfortable, I think, to make really great music and really great music at a high level, and especially in choral music. So I think these are folks who trust each other and who feel comfortable enough to be themselves and to open up and just make some great music.
Well, it sounds like a perfect formula because they're sounding fabulous. We have one more selection by Canticum Novum. This person I know is very, very prominent in choral circles. Can you talk about Morten Lauritzen?
Yes, he's really probably one of the preeminent American choral composers right now. He's just got such a unique sound. If you hear one of his pieces, you can instantly recognize it as his color, his flavor. And it's beautiful writing. It touches the heart, and there's just something special about the way he puts it all together.
We have his Sure on This Shining Night by James Agee, sung by Canticum Novum for you here on Music at Midday on Interlaken Public Radio.
Sure on this
Canticum Novum, singing music by Morten Lauridsen, sure on this shining night, a setting of the poetry of James Agee. That was Canticum Novum singing in Carnegie Hall. Canticum Novum, as we've mentioned before, your friends and neighbors, maybe you're one of the group listening today on Interlochen Public Radio. Jeffrey Cobb, conductor of Canticum Novum, has been with us sharing these wonderful selections. Thank you so much for being here and bringing us this fabulous music.
Thank you. What a treat to get to spend the afternoon with you, Nancy. Thank you.
And this concert is Friday night. Actually, no repeats. None of what you heard today. This is just a taste because there's lots more music that you can hear from Canticum Novum coming up this weekend.
Yes, we'd love to have you join us. We've got some new music, a couple of premieres of some new music, as well as music for choir, brass, and organ. So you'll hear lots of different textures and just beautiful music in a beautiful space that's all decked out for the holidays. Please come and join us this Friday at 7:30.
That's at Central United Methodist Church in Traverse City, downtown. Again, Jeff, thanks so much for being
Thank
with
you.
Us today.
Thank you. What a treat. Thank you.